The word of God we're going to consider this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 to 11. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule with him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. So far, our text. In Christ Jesus, the subject of these words of prophecy, dear fellow children of our Heavenly Father. Who is Jesus? You might be thinking to yourself, well, why are you asking me such a question? Any grade school student could answer that. And after all, this is Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, and Seminary. But if you must know, he is my Savior and my Lord. The reason I ask you that admittedly simple question is because it is all too easy to say those words, even at your age, and not fully understand what they imply. There is no one whose relationship with you is of greater importance than that of Jesus Christ. And there is no one who places greater demands upon you and has greater expectations of you than Jesus Christ. Listen to these words that Jesus addresses to you and to me. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Claiming Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord is not something you want to take lightly. So once again, who is Jesus? Isaiah in our text answers that question and provides three reasons why we will most certainly want to embrace Jesus as both Savior and Lord. First, Isaiah encourages the Old Testament believers to remind each other and to announce that the coming Savior is God Himself. The fact that the Son of God would come and become a human being for you and me is also something that we can think about rather lightly. And yet the incarnation of Jesus Christ is one of God's greatest miracles of grace. Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul as he describes Jesus' divinity, activity, and purpose. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. He, in himself, possesses all the fullness of God. If you want to know God better, then you want to spend time in the Scriptures to learn more about your Savior. And your Savior came as the creator of everything you see as you go about this beautiful campus. He is the creator of you. You look into the mirror and each one of you is a unique human being with various gifts. Jesus created you, the Bible says. And then God sent him into this world to take on our image, to become a human being, so that he might carry out his work of reconciling us, rebels that we are, to our Heavenly Father. And then he died so that we might have peace through his blood. That is amazing. Who is Jesus? He created you, but he also came and rescued you, redeeming your souls for his Heavenly Father. Second, Isaiah says, Jesus will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Your Savior, Jesus Christ, your Lord, is all-powerful. And he comes, Isaiah says, with a strong hand to rule over your enemies, sin, death, Satan, hell, none of which you could overcome on your own, but all of which you overcome in Christ. And yes, he rules within your heart as well, enabling you to accomplish all that he has planned for you. Third, Isaiah says, Jesus will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. That same Jesus who comes with a strong hand to rule also comes with a gentle embrace. An embrace to hold you close to his heart. An embrace to lead you and then keep you safe. And that's true whether you're a 14-year-old freshman in high school or whether you're a 70-year-old professor standing before the class. This is your Savior. This is your Jesus. And your Savior is your Lord who came into this world, who gave up his life so that you might have confidence as you walk through this life and hope as you look to the life to come. May God grant that you always, with simplicity of heart, say, yes, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. But recognize in that simple personal confession everything that God has done, continues to do, and will do for you throughout all of eternity. Amen. I'd invite you to open up the worship supplement to hymn 784, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me.
Turn around.